cap floor. If you go up these stairs and stick your head through the hole, you get a look at how the cast iron wind shaft, with the blades on the front side, makes the massive large top wheel turn. The top wheel, called brake wheel, has 70 combs that engage in the pinion with rods to turn the upright shaft, called king spindle. The king spindle is the long, thick bar that runs through the entire mill from top to bottom. It is an important piece, like in chess. Around the brake wheel are four circular shoes, which, together with the heavy horizontally hanging beam, the brake beam, can stop the blades. Stopping and braking the mill continues by clamping the top brake wheel with the help of those four circular shoes, and thereby gradually stopping the top axle, including blades. This braking is called catching the reel. This has to be done very carefully, because when caught too suddenly, the blades can break off. But it shouldn't take too long either. Because of the friction, heat is created. Mills have indeed burned down. The catch can be operated with a thick rope from the counter, balcony, or circulation, and it is a skill that millers need to train well on. If you look around further, you can see that the entire cap, together with the blades, about 15,000 kilos, is on rollers. From the desk, we can put the blades in the direction of the wind. Note that the pinion is exactly in the middle, so that the king spindle continues to turn no matter which direction the cover is facing.